President Trump insists.
I am the least racist person.
Hawaii's mistaken alert.
It cannot happen again.
Boat fire forces passengers to jump.
People started jumping out, and the fire got really quick, really fast.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump said it again yesterday. He contends he's not a racist as last week's White House immigration meeting continues to grab headlines. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Well,
two Republican senators who were in the room now deny the president said the S-hole word. At first, they said they couldn't recall him saying it. Now one calls the claim a gross misrepresentation. In a brief exchange with reporters at Mar-a-Lago last night, President Trump was asked what he makes of the belief that he's a racist.
No, I'm not a racist. I am the least racist person you have ever interviewed. That I can tell you.
With a government shutdown deadline looming at the end of this week, the president blamed Democrats for lack of progress on a deal to help the Dreamers.
Oh, we're ready, willing, and able to make a deal on DACA, but I don't think the Democrats want to make a deal. And the folks from DACA should know the Democrats are the ones that aren't going to make a deal.
President Trump returns to Washington this evening. Congress is back tomorrow. Steve?
Well, President Trump vows the federal government will get involved in the investigation in Hawaii. The FCC is one of the agencies looking into Saturday's mistaken alert warning of a missile attack. CBS's David Begno is covering.
The agency that made the mistake is now investigating exactly what happened. The governor says the employee who pushed the wrong button not once but twice feels terrible about what happened. He hasn't been fired. In fact, he's being welcomed back to work, but not in the same job.
It's embarrassing, but again, it's a mistake.
Hawaii's Emergency Management Administrator, Vern Miyagi, says one of his employees clicked the wrong button. He was supposed to select the option for a drill. Instead, he clicked the real thing.
Are you sure this was an accident?
Yes. I know the individual. This was an accident.
But why did he hit yes twice?
That's being talked about and being investigated right now.
It is an epic failure of leadership.
Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard was one of the first to correct the error on Twitter.
38 minutes of terror before this message went out saying, sorry, false alarm.
It took 38 minutes to correct the first tweet because what they actually had to do was they had to get an IT guy at home to compose a message, then put a template in the system, and then get a new alert out saying, hey, guys, false alarm. Now that template actually exists. It's ready to go. It's not going to take 38 minutes. For the time being, though, the governor says, I don't want you guys practicing this anymore. And when you do start practicing again, I want two people to be involved in every test.
Well, off Port Richey, Florida, north of Tampa, people were on a shuttle boat that takes them from shore to a casino ship, and they had to jump into the chilly waters yesterday afternoon when a big fire broke out.
We had to jump probably, what, eight or 10 feet?
To the water.
To the water, yeah. And then get from the boat to the shore.
More than a dozen people treated for injuries. One person has now died. It's not clear what caused the fire. Now to Southern California, where people turned out to pay tribute to the victims of last week's mudslides. CBS's Jamie Yukas has more.
A candlelight vigil filled the Santa Barbara County Courthouse grounds Sunday night. James Weimer came to remember his grandparents, Alice and James Mitchell, who celebrated James' 89th birthday last Sunday.
That was the last time I saw them.
Cleanup and search efforts are continuing around the clock. Crews are focused on the difficult task of finding the bodies of those still missing. Officials say the 101 freeway acted as a catch basin for massive amounts of mud and debris, preventing more extensive damage beyond it. They say they'll have a better idea today when it can finally reopen.
The death toll now stands at 20. There's an effort to have a combined Korean women's hockey team at next month's Winter Games. A 140-member all-female orchestra from the North is also planning to go to perform at the event. Big meeting today between the North and South, and CBS's Ben Tracy says a third one will come on Wednesday.
The two sides have agreed to have additional talks this coming Wednesday. Those, we're told, are supposed to be more high-level talks about the athletes that will be sent to the Olympics from North Korea, about whether or not these two countries will put together a joint team.
80 people were hurt when mezzanine floor gave way at the stock exchange in Jakarta, Indonesia. Many of those hurt were college students touring the place. A comedian who's a rising star is the latest celebrity dealing with accusations of sexual misconduct. We're live with CBS's Vicky Barker.
Hi, Aziz! A fixture of late-night talk shows with a series of his own, Aziz Ansari has taken on sexism and grilled at least one guest accused of sexual misconduct.
You're telling me none of this happened?
None of this happened.
I don't know, man. That's hard for me to buy. I mean, why would these people make it up?
Now, a woman's accusing Ansari of physically pressuring her on a date last year. He says he apologized at the time over behavior he'd thought was consensual. She told Babe.net she went public after spotting Ansari wearing a Me Too badge while accepting a Golden Globe Award this month. Steve?
Well, at the Detroit Auto Show, WWJ reporter Jeff Gilbert says a lot of the emphasis is on fuel economy.
With fuel economy rules getting tougher, car makers are adding more technology to get more MPGs. The new Ram will have a mild hybrid powertrain, Chevy Silverado technology that can shut off as many as 7 cylinders.
A lot of that technology that can be utilized in a high-profit vehicle like a truck could eventually migrate to vehicles where it would have been much more difficult to package it into the pricing.
Kelley Blue Book analyst Carl Brower says fuel economy remains very important to most buyers. Jeff Gilbert for CBS News, Detroit.
What a finish in Minneapolis in the NFL playoffs. The Vikings trailed New Orleans 24-23. 10 seconds left. Ball on the Minnesota 39. Quarterback Case Keenum dropped back to pass.
Keenum steps into it. Pass is caught.
The call on Fox as Stephon Diggs caught it. Saints defender Marcus Williams missed on the tackle and took out a teammate, leaving Diggs on a clear path to the end zone and an unlikely victory. Jacksonville surprised Pittsburgh in the early game 45-42. In parts of 3 Pacific Northwest states today, girls can become Boy Scouts.
The Boy Scouts of America voted back in October to allow girls into their base program. And so starting today here in Portland, both genders will be recruited to become Cub Scouts.
We believe we will have organic growth so that if there are boys and parents already involved in a program, well, maybe big sister or little sister will be involved, but it's kind of a one-stop shop.
Matt DeVore is the CEO of the Cascade Pacific Council, and he says feedback has been favorable about the upcoming change, and that by next January, the inclusion of girls will be welcome throughout the entire program. Grant MacHill for CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
It was a weekend of profanity on TV with some broadcasters saying the S-hole word that President Trump is said to have used. It was on SNL, along with an F bomb from the host, Sam Rockwell, and on an NBC Sports Network soccer telecast from Britain, a team manager let a curse fly, too. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.